Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, have you ever noticed that there's kind of a pattern in your life? I notice that there's a pattern in the program all the time because I think part of it is you guys listen to each other. And so if there's a call about a certain thing that it may touch off, it may resonate with you. So you're going to call about a similar question. But I think in my life, you know, for the last couple of I've had technological issues going on. I don't know. And, and you just deal with them and you sort of don't panic and you realize that, you know, it's just technology. But, I have a complicated for some. I never watch television. I never watch television. You guys know that. But I watched the Golden Globes, and I couldn't make my television work, so I had to go and get the one in the lounge. And nobody could make that one work, and I could make that one work. Because, as I mentioned yesterday, it's not that I'm so technologically savvy, it's that I'm technologically fearless. I'll try anything. Which, of course, means that I often then have to get someone else to come and undo what my fearlessness has just screwed up royally. But, so I got the TV, and I thought, this is stupid. You know, if I want to sit around, and plus I have a friend who's coming to stay with me who's sick, and she really likes watching television a lot. So, I have the television. So, and, you know, it's really, I really feel like a doofus when I have to say to somebody, could you come help me fix my TV? I mean, could you just sound like, oh, I don't know how to change the channels. I mean, it turns out it was enormously complicated. I mean, they're like 3 pages of notes. And after all of that, it turned out that the cable box was broken. Which actually made me feel much better because, if it's, oh, dude, you didn't plug it in. I mean, as I said, that's why I always check first because it's amazing with complex machinery how little it will work if it's not plugged in. So that's where, it's just, and people get really mad at me because there'll be all these kind of engineers standing around saying, well, the gluteus of the maximus is the interpreter of the, and I'm saying, did anybody check if he was plugged in? And I would say at least a third of the time, that's the problem. And let me tell you, you are not appreciated when you say that. What I'd probably learn to do is just go plug it in and say, oh, well, that was interesting. And you could just say what everybody says, right? I rebooted. Didn't reboot. You plugged it in. But all right, so that's my technological statement of woe. Hopefully all may, and you know, what everybody says these days is, well, it's computers that are getting so complicated, which is true. I mean, especially if you talk to mechanics, if something goes wrong with your car, you are out of luck, right? I mean, you used to be able to say, well, there's a sound. And of course you take it to your mechanic and the sound would never be replicated until you got it home and then it would start again. But now you have to hook it up to all this electronic, diagnostic, x-ray, whatever. And it still doesn't work, right?
Right.
So I don't know. Computers, the thing is, we're all going to have to, either computers are going to have to get even simpler than they are, and they're not all that simple, or we're going to have to get a heck of a lot smarter, or we're just going to have be completely dependent on people coming and fixing stuff for us, which is probably the last thing that's going to happen, but what are we going to do? All right, I'm whining. All right, today in history, well, today is National Rubber Ducky Day, which works for me. Do you have a rubber ducky? I have a rubber ducky.
I don't, but whenever the term rubber ducky is brought up, I always think about Bert and Ernie in my Sesame Street watching days when I was a little kid, and it was Ernie that would sit in the bathtub and sing rubber ducky, rubber ducky.
Yeah.
So that's what I always think about whenever.
I have rubber duckies, partially. I can't remember if they sent it to me or I sent it to them or whatever, but I have one that has like a rubber ducky with a towel turban, like when you go to a spa. That's my favorite of my rubber duckies. Nice. I mean, I don't think there are people who don't even have bathtubs anymore. Everybody takes showers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. All right. So what we need is a rubber shower ducky, like a drone. I saw somebody in the pool yesterday that had headphones on, and I couldn't figure out what it would be connected to.
They were in the pool?
In the pool. And going under, I don't know. I was dying to ask them, but it seemed Can you tell me what your headphones are connected to? You know what? I'll bet you it was. It just occurred to me. It just flashed on me.
Were they cordless? Were they like wireless headphones of some sort?
No. You know what they were, though? I'll bet you he wanted earplugs, and he didn't have them, so he just used his, which means those can't be used for anything else because they're going to be waterlogged. But it just occurred to me, I'll bet you that's what he did. Uh-huh. He had earbuds.
Okay.
So I'll bet you that's what he was doing. He was using them so to plug up his ears. And an expensive thing to do. I mean, you probably do better with an eraser.
I would hope that those headphones, if he was indeed using them for earplugs, I would hope that they're headphones that like went like kaput like a long time ago, and he just, you know.
Well, if they didn't go a long time ago, they've gone now.
Yeah.
No, yeah, they're done. They're done. It's Stephen Foster Memorial Day.
Father of American music.
Yeah, there you go. You could play some Stephen Foster. All right. Today in history, the Great Fire of New Orleans in 1830 began. I didn't even know about that one. I was born there. I know about San Francisco Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 1869, National Convention of Black Leaders meets in Washington, D.C. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Here's one that seems particularly relevant. 1910, the first public radio broadcast took place, a live performance of an opera out of New York from the Met in New York.
Hmm.
That's just a little over, let's see, that's 105 years ago.
Yeah. First public radio broadcast. Interesting.
Yeah, Marconi.
Mm-hmm.
First public radio broadcast, yeah. Marconi actually worked for the Navy, the Department of the Navy. And that's what the first radio broadcasts were actually from ship to ship, I think. Mm-hmm. And they did ship to shore. I actually gave out a Marconi Award one year, and so I had to do some, they probably didn't care about it, but I did. I went and found all this stuff about Marconi.
Hmm.
So there you go. Let's see. Henry, this is an interesting one. In 1942, Henry Ford patented a plastic automobile, which is 30% lighter than a regular car.
Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing pretty much every car, every newer car has got some form of
plastic.
On it
yeah,
right now,
but
yeah.
More and more.
Yeah.
Supposedly, the Henry Ford was dealing with electricity as a possible source, and hydrogen as a possible source, as opposed to gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like in about this time, about in the 40s, and I think it was William Randolph Hearst decided to have a campaign against it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wonder why that was. Because he had the oil companies were huge. I mean, the same reason anything gets done now. You got people who have vested interest in some other system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is something that I didn't know anything about, and you can tell me if you did. In 1978, the FDA required all blood donations to be labeled paid or volunteer donors.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I guess the idea of a paid donor is a higher risk than a volunteer.
Yeah. I guess that's the only logic I could think of behind it as to why they would require.
Because that was before AIDS.
Yeah.
Because AIDS was another 4 or 5 years down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we should get somebody from the FDA about why that is, or the blood bank.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1990, Douglas Wilder became the first elected African-American governor as he took office in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's interesting that it, you know, I mean, obviously we know how long it took for us to get an African-American president, but
yeah.
It's interesting that it took until 1990 to get an African-American governor.
Yeah, governor.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it's why people are paying, you know, raising money for people to see Selma. The other thing, I mean, it's amazing how much, you know, that history, especially recent history, that the dealing with Ternan and that whole issue about him being persecuted in London until in the 50s,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he had to do chemical castration. I mean, we really need to know our history. 855-99-DR-JOY. If there's some history you'd like to share with me on a personal level, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Did you see where the biggest mega jackpot ever, $326 million?
How about that?
Was won by an 80-year-old guy.
Wow. Well, we know his grandkids are going to be paid through college.
Very happy,
not,
yeah.
If they're not going through college already.
Surprisingly enough, he decided to take it in one lump sum. which turns out to be $197 million, of which it gets after taxes and withholding about $130 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Turns out his wife made him stop at the filling station. He has the ticket. He actually won it on November 2nd or something, but decided to not claim it till – this is really cute. He decided not to claim it till January 1st for tax reasons. He just wanted $327 million and he doesn't want to pay the taxes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how about that? Remember the story we found – was it last week, the guy that had the lottery ticket that was...
Oh, yeah, the bogus lottery ticket.
It was like a misprint or something.
Yeah. Like,
that's kind of...
And they were willing to give him... He thought he'd won, what, is $180 million, and they gave him a $100 lottery ticket.
He's got to see this story and probably feel a little salty right now, I would think.
Yeah, not happy. But, so one of the things... We put up before on Facebook, but I thought... This is what we thought we'd do for Facebook on this one. Because we put up before, what would you do if you won the lottery? And you know, it's kind of predictable. You pay off your debts, you put money aside for your grandchildren, you travel. So what we decided to do is put up a different kind of question. Because presumably you would do something different if you won, say, $1 million than if you won $100 million, right? I mean, they're just significantly different kinds of money. So we thought we'd put up... what would you do if you won $10 million, and what would you do if you won $100 million? And think about it that way, because $100 million, I mean, I think it's hilarious that he wins, you know, the largest jackpot ever, and he's worried about taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Hello.
Like, I think you're going to be okay, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, what is it going to be? $4.86 more?
Right.
I mean, presumably the tax chunk on nearly $200 million, and let's say he made $100,000 last year, which at 80 would be a fair amount,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
The difference between $200 million and $200,100,000. I mean, what is that? 48 cents difference. Plus, there's a maximum amount of taxes, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, someone should explain to him. So share with the government, it's all right. Come on. I mean, look, I get it that, you know, we don't really like buying $4,000 toilet lids, but still. All right. So 80 years old. I mean, it's amazing that you'd buy a... Have you ever bought a lottery ticket?
I did one time about 6 years ago, but I'm not... I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never been a huge... You know, I always like to see the stories of people winning the lottery, but it's kind of like I've always had the mindset, it's probably not going to happen to me, so why bother type of thing. You know?
Well, I think that's basically true.
Yeah.
Although, like they say, I mean, you know, the old joke about guy goes to church and says, you know, I've been a really good man and, you know, I'm really in debt and I could really use the money from a lottery ticket and please God. And there's this clap of thunder and a bolt of lightning. And this voice comes out of the heavens saying, Joe, meet me halfway, buy a ticket. Old joke, but still. But I bought one on my daughter's first birthday, and I used her birth date as the numbers. And when I didn't win, I knew it was fixed. I knew I was never going to win because I should have. And it turned out that I had a student whose father... This was in Massachusetts, was head of the lottery commission. So I knew then I was never going to win. And so, but when it gets above, like, you know, $200 million, I buy a lottery ticket for no particular reason. I suppose, a bunch of years ago when Pennsylvania, I think, had, New York did not have the mega millions then, and Pennsylvania did. And I have a radio program that's heard all over the country. So I went on the air and said, look, buy me a lottery ticket. And I'll send you the money. And if we win, I'll split it with you. And some guy called up and he said, if you win the lottery, will you quit your job? And I said, no, of course not. You know, one's what you do. The other is how you play. I mean, and he said, okay, buy me a lottery ticket. But I didn't win. So. There are an awful lot of people, I think, if they win the lottery ticket, adios, that's the last you'd see of them. They're not even going to come in and clear
early retirement.
Early retirement. Yeah. Facebook is going to post Amber Alerts for missing children. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I'm surprised somebody didn't come up with it before, but God bless them for doing it now. And this is another kind of – these are all sort of interesting stories. GM Open is going to work with Google to develop a self-driving car.
Yeah,
there's more and more. There's more. There's a lot of energy about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are warming up to it.
Well, as I said, as you get older and older, I think the idea of not crashing into somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are, as someone pointed out, there's the moral dilemmas, which is if you could hit a cow or hit a tree or hit somebody pushing their baby carriage across the street, then how do cars determine that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it would seem to me the car just stops at that moment.
I would hope so.
But that's one of the things that auto manufacturers are talking about is the moral dilemma. I'm not sure people do all that well with that. Yeah. I mean, people make incredibly stupid decisions about apparently hitting a deer is very stupid because the deer is a lot heavier than you are and it's going to cause some problems. Not to mention, it's not a terribly nice thing to do. Humans are just evolved fishes. If that were true, I would be a better swimmer. Neuroscientists identify how mindset alters pain perceptions. As I said, I think psychologists and people who work in pain have known this for years. They just now have the data which parts of the brain light up. Mm-hmm. But we've known that for a long time. We've known that there are two theories of pain. One is a gating and one is a channel. And the idea being that if you block one channel, that's why transcutaneous nerve stimulation works, is that if you could block the perception of pain is different than pain. So I mean, we've known that for a long time, but they now have the data that they can actually show on a brain scan, which is, I mean, I was doing this, 20-some years ago. Perhaps the most important article you guys should read, and it's a very badly written article, but I'll just tell you what the headline on it is, that your child does not have bipolar disorder. That's not really the relevant point. The point is they're talking about an article that was written quite some time ago that was really viewed as the classic about childhood bipolarity. What the guy who's critiquing it says is that, first of all, the first point he makes is a point that we talk about all the time here, is to know, you have to know who sponsored the research, number one. Number two, in this particular case, it was a long article that was sponsored by the drug companies, which should give you pause. And in the middle of the article was a summary by a critic, a pediatric neurologist, who said this is nonsense, that it doesn't fit the data, that only 1% of the population are bipolar, and if there's no indication that childhood bipolarity has anything to do with adult bipolarity, and the same symptoms that we look for in adult bipolarity are part of childhood, of grandiose thinking and mood swings. And he wrote this very cogent article that says basically this is nonsense. The critique was buried in the middle of this article. Now, if the critique had been written as a separate article, it would have gotten a lot more attention. Not a word.
Not found in pharmacies. Go to
Immudyne. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
More or to place an order or call 866-257-8668. That's IMMUDYNE.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Valerie, you're in the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
Doing very well, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. My question for you today is I'm very easily bullied by, like, family members and people at work and people in general, and I was just wondering if you could give me some suggestions on how I can, you know, stand up for those situations and those bullies in my life,
okay,
be more assertive.
How old are you?
I am 42.
Okay. Is there any situation in, do you have children?
I do not have children.
Okay. Is there any situation you can think of where you are comfortable, that you are not being bullied, that you stand up for yourself?
I sometimes do, but I have difficulty doing it, and then after I do it, I, of course, feel the guilt and all that afterwards. You know, I beat myself up like, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or maybe.
All right, I'll tell you what. Give me a situation as recent as you can where somebody bullied you. What did they say or do?
Well, I have a particular person at work that I deal with that tends to bully me a lot. And a suggestion would be, like, I tried to tell her ahead. I work 12-hour shifts, and I tried to tell her ahead, you know, I'm really, really tired tonight, and I had to explain to her about the new photocopier we had. And I, you know, tried to tell her that, I, you know, I'm very, very tired, and, you know, I'm going to try to explain this to you so that you can understand. And she got really upset. She's like, well, just forget it. I can figure it out. You can just go, you know. And it's like I felt like she was scolding me. You know what I mean? Like I was being scolded.
Okay.
And, I didn't know what to say. I just kind of walked away.
All right. Well, but understand that let's look at her reaction for just a minute. What she felt you were trying to make her do is feel guilty. From her response, we know that. All right, you were saying, okay, I have to do this. I'm really tired. I don't really want to have to do this. And she's saying, fine. Now, she didn't, and so what she felt is that you were bullying her, that you were doing it in a passive-aggressive way, but that you were bullying her. Do you see that?
Okay.
All right, so let's just back up a little bit and see what, so, for example, the fact that you're tired is kind of irrelevant to her. She didn't have anything to do with it. It's not her responsibility. She didn't have any fun out of it. So what you might have said is, look, I may not be at my best today. I'm a little fried. So if I don't do a great job of this, just stop me and tell me how to do it differently. Okay? Because that, at that moment, would have conveyed the same information. But instead of making her feel guilty, it would have made her feel that the two of you were co-conspirators. You're saying, look, you know, forgive me, I'm just not... probably all you had to do was say, forgive me, I'm really not on top of my game today, and you would have had her on your side. What you did was you made her feel that you were deigning to do a favor to her, and if she wasn't so stupid that you wouldn't have had to do it. And that's why she got angry with you. She was just responding, and you may be... This may be something that may be instructive. Part of what you may be doing is instead of... You may be being a little passive-aggressive of, don't worry about me, I'll stay in the dark. And that will bring out the bully in everybody. So you may want to look at your own behavior. And basically, the way to do it is just to be a little bit more straightforward of saying and understand what's relevant to them and what's not relevant to them. The fact that you're tired is absolutely irrelevant to anybody else. The fact that... And so what you may want to say, if it's relevant to you, is... I'm going to do the best job I can on this, and if I don't do a great job, it's because I'm exhausted. Just tell me I'm not doing a great job, and we'll start over again. And you'll have them on your side. Okay. It's the same information as opposed to...
Okay.
Do you see the difference?
I think so, yeah. It's very difficult. I think maybe a lot of it is communication. Maybe I don't always communicate the way that I should.
Well, but understand, of course, but that's what I'm saying. It's what you're doing is saying... Mm-hmm. Don't hurt me, don't hit me, you know, I'll do this, but I don't really want to do it. And you're going to bring out the bully in people. Just remember, you know, the joke about... Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It wasn't that I didn't want to help her. I was hoping by telling her that she might be more understanding and not give me a hard time. You know, like, because I feel if someone would say that to me, I would automatically be understanding. Yeah.
That's passive aggressiveness. It's saying you can't hurt me because I'm going to show you my neck, and if I whine enough, then you can't hurt me. And that'll bring out the bully in people. Virginia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi. Virginia?
Oh, hello, I'm so sorry, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much for taking my call. I sincerely appreciate it. Briefly, what I would like to ask is, how do I intelligently speak to the harmful effects of smoking marijuana to my 20 and 24-year-old?
Well, I mean, it's not like they don't know. I mean, I think what I would do if I were you, you know, you can certainly Google it, and there's a fair amount of information, but... I mean, is it going to do any good? I mean, the problem about marijuana, among other things, I mean, no one has ever said it's good for you. If you inhale it, it's actually more dangerous than cigarette smoking to your lungs. But the major problem with it, beyond that, is it's illegal, which means that unless you're in California, and there's the miracle ounce, which is it's illegal to buy it, it's illegal to grow it, it's illegal to sell it, but you're allowed to have an ounce for your own use. And it's a miracle where that ounce comes from. But in most states, it's, and again, the states, it's been decriminalized to a certain extent in many states. I don't know what state you live in, and I don't know what the laws are across the country. So, but you may want to investigate. But basically, I think you say the same thing to kids about drug, sex, rock and roll is, here's the problem, here's why people do it, here's the downside. But you're talking about a 20 and a 24-year-old. Number one, they know. Number two, they're not going to listen. Do they live with you?
The 20-year-old does. The 24-year-old does not.
Well, the 20-year-old's easy then. What you say is, here's the deal. My house, my rules, you smoke dope in my house, you're out on your own. So you have to decide, and you can smell it, I can smell it, you know, and I don't know how much you're going to be able to enforce him smoking it someplace else,
mm-hmm.
but you can say you cannot smoke it in my house, and if I catch you smoking in my house, you're out that moment, locked out, and you can't come back except for Sunday brunch. So you decide if you think it's worth smoking marijuana to find yourself another place to live. Which is not an unreasonable thing to do. I mean, 20-year-olds presumably are close enough to adulthood to find their own place to live if they need to. But I think the 24-year-old, you can say, you know, I really think it's not a very bright thing to do, but it's not like he doesn't know. And there are probably some other things he's doing that you don't approve of anyway either. But, I mean, it's, as I said, I have no objection to you printing down, you know, printing out stuff from the internet if you want. It's certainly available. But, and certainly you do have more control over the 20-year-old just because he's still living there. But past that, I mean, you know, you have to be careful. You can certainly bribe him. You can say, if you're willing to stop smoking dope, you know, I'll bribe you. I'll, you know, I'll do this or that or the other. I'll give you $100 a week or something to not smoke grass or whatever. I mean, but you have to decide what you're willing to do. Do these kids have jobs?
The 20-year-old was working up until recently in a soccer camp, which is ridiculous because
he's an athlete.
Yes, the whole thing blew my mind. I just found out. I'm very anti-drug.
And Virginia, you're not answering my questions. All right, so 20-year-old is what's 20-year-old doing in the fall?
Oh, he'll be back in college.
So does he live at home?
Yeah, he is.
Well, what you can say is, you can't smoke dope here, period. You can't smoke it in your room. You can't smoke it in the living room. You can't smoke it on the lawn. But if you plan to smoke dope in my house, then don't go, you know, then live someplace else. The 24-year-old have a job?
Yes.
I mean, I have no objection to you, you know, to you saying something about it, but these are not babies. And again, you have slightly more control of the 20-year-old. He's going away to school, presumably in the next week or two. And I think you can make it understood that you don't approve of it. And I tell you exactly what they're going to say. They're going to say it has less effect than alcohol you drink, or you smoke cigarettes, or you drink caffeine. So, again, my chief argument about it is, number one, no one says it's healthy for you, but it's illegal. And doing stuff that's illegal has always seemed to me, you have to figure out, you know, which battles you're going to pick here.
Not to mention, you know, bottom line is, not only illegal, but it's your house. And, you know, your house, your rules. He's got a job, you know. So it's not like you're throwing him out into the snow with the wolves, you know, lapping at his knees. If he can afford to buy dope, he's got a job, got a place to live. Your rules. Caitlin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have something I've been struggling with for a while. I'm just really wanting to do the right thing and would just like your input on it.
Sure.
I released a baby for adoption when I was a teenager.
Okay.
And have always thought that I would try to be available if he ever looked for me as an adult.
Okay.
And this was 30 years ago.
Okay.
So I have put myself on national registries and state-specific registry. And he is obviously not looking because he's not on those registries.
Okay.
What I've discovered is in that specific state that I could actually do a full search.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll walk through it together and see what makes sense for you. All right, put you on hold. Be right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what Caitlin has done. Caitlin is, if my calculations are correct, you're probably in about your mid to late 40s, and you 30 yeah. years ago gave up a child for adoption. You're on the registry. Yeah. He isn't. You've now discovered that you can actually trace him, correct?
That's right. That's right. And I'm just struggling with whether or not to do that.
Let's walk through it together. Do you have other children?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You presumably know who the father is.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Would and presumably you would share that information with your son.
Yes.
Okay. How old were you when you gave him up?
15.
Okay. You're not. Are you with the father at this moment?
No. No.
Okay. All right. So let's go through it. I mean, the conventional wisdom says that you put yourself up there. If he wants to get in touch with you, he can.
Right.
But, you know, and I obviously that's the sort of conventional wisdom that you've turned into as well. But you know what? There's that whole other kind of part of life that says he may not be as technologically savvy, that, you know, that men tend to not have as easy time dealing with his emotions. He may feel that it would hurt his adoptive mother's feelings. You know, I don't see the harm in it, with the understanding that he may not welcome you with open arms. I would not have any problem with you getting in touch with him, presumably getting in touch with him privately, as opposed to, which may mean a letter, it may be in an email, but probably at a work situation rather than a home situation. So he has, presumably, I mean, he knows he was adopted, although who knows?
Well, I think that is probably my biggest fear, is that he does not know.
Do you know who the adoptive parents are?
No, no. It was a closed adoption through an agency.
Go ahead.
Well, the way that the state would search is they would search for him. And I've asked if they could search for the adoptive parents, and they won't do that. They'll just search for him.
Well, if you search for him, presumably he'll have a last name. And presumably the last name would be the same as his parents.
Right.
So it gives you some more information.
Well, but the agency that does the searching with this state, they would not let me know anything. They would just open the records, find him, see if he's available, if he's open to contact. And if he said no, they would not let me know even his name.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I would do it, and I'll tell you why. Life is not very predictable. And him deciding in a year that he was going to go look for you, or it's interesting. The times, in my experience, where people are most likely to look for their biological parent is during adolescence, when they're so furious with their parents. I mean, I decided I was adopted when I was about 14. The fact that I looked exactly like my parents, but I was convinced that I was a Romanian princess. I have no idea why Romanian. And was smuggled out in the family Bible. And if only I can remember lying on my stomach talking to my fat basset hound, Rita. Actually, she was a beagle. The later ones were basset hounds. If no one loves us because we're both adopted. And of course, that was not the case. But, the emotions that drive that search in adolescence is anybody but you, mom and dad. And I think the second major push is when you become a parent. And at 30, who knows? So, and if he decides 1 year too late or something, you know, I would do it, with the idea being that the reality is he is adopted, whether his parents are told him or not. I guess the other kind of thing is that he can deal with it any way he wants.
Right.
But and he can certainly say no. But I guess the other reason is that I actually had a producer whose parents were in a car accident when he was 27, and that was the first he knew that he was adopted. And by the time he found out, there was no one around to answer any questions for him. And
right.
It so disrupted his life of, gee, if they didn't tell me this, what else did they not tell me? So, yeah, I mean, I think that the odds these days are that if this were 50 years ago, I would say, well, you know, who knows? But I think the odds are so heavily in favor of the parents having told him that there's such a minimal, if he doesn't want to see you, then he won't, but at least he knows. And so, yeah, I would probably do it.
Okay.
Because I think if not, you're going to, it's the, gee, if only, you know, it's the, if only I picked up the phone, or if only I'd said something. And those are tough regrets to live with. And so I think we try and live our life with as few regrets as possible. And obviously the big regret is presumably the, even though it sounds like it was not feasible to do anything else, but I think to not get in touch or at least not to reach out to him would probably make you more unhappy than reaching out to him. And I think the odds are so heavily that he was told he was adopted. And if not, then he can deal with that one way or the other or just assume it was a mistake.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck. But okay, and thanks. But look, you have to not invest too much in it. You have to decide that this is the universe sort of guiding you to do what seems sensible and reasonable to you, and then everybody else gets to do what seems sensible and reasonable to them, and not take it personally, not take it as a renunciation.
Right. Yeah,
okay?
I agree with that, yes.
All right. I know it's a lot easier to say than to do, but I still think you need to go into it with that mindset of that there's really not much of a downside here. And if so, and then if he does decide to get in touch, whether or not he wants to have a relationship or not, and make sure you don't sort of tune in to the Hallmark Hall of Fame School of Life, which is everything's going to be just ducky by the final commercial, because sometimes it is and sometimes it's not.
Right.
All
right? Yes. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Caitlin. Yeah, it's, you know, I think that whole issue is leading a life with as few regrets as possible, and because the if only is a thing that's really hard to live with, as opposed to, you know, I did what I could, it made sense to me at the time. But it is, there are more and more people. I was trying to remember who I was talking to who said that she was a mother who'd given a child up for adoption, and she always felt that it was the child's responsibility or the child's option to get in touch with her, that she would very much like to meet the child, but it was up to the child. But that takes an awful lot for granted, that the child knows, the child has access, the child, you know, I think you do what makes sense to you, and as long as it presumably is not obviously hurtful to somebody else. And sometimes things with the best intents don't work out terribly well. But I don't know how else to run your life. You can't see into the future. You don't know exactly what's going to happen. So you do the best you can with the information that you have. And light candles. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.